This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Once again, your opportunity for a visitation from the doctor who's making a house call right now at Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with any number of inferential tidbits. He's a cardiologist practicing at Lake Cardiology down in Florida, so he may have something to say about your blood pressure today. He may want to talk about flu vaccines because they're coming out again. What kind of vitamins to take, antibiotic, all kinds of things. I'm just preparing you for the move ahead here. Ken, among other things, prides himself in keeping up with all of the medical journals. So we spend some of our time, we get together every week, going through these studies, finding out how the information that has been made public this week may affect you. So with that in mind, Ken, let's get to this focus on ADHD rates, and maybe you can help us understand the difference between ADD and ADHD and all this alphabet soup. Sounds like a government agency, in fact, but it's not. It's a problem that seems to be increasing, and some people say it's because of increased vaccines that people shouldn't have. What do you say about that?
Well, that...
Other than you don't agree.
Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, which is what we're talking about, and it goes by several different other alphabet soups that you were mentioning there. But ADHD, the number of ADHD diagnoses among children has risen dramatically, and that's the news reported this week from the Journal of the American Medical Association. It's risen dramatically in the past two decades, going from 6% to 10%. That's a lot of kids. It is likely that we are better at diagnosing ADHD, and this may contribute partly to the increase. However, research has uncovered a host of factors that could increase a child's risk of ADHD, such as preterm birth, low birth weight, or mom smoking or taking drugs during pregnancy. So mom, please don't put anything in your mouth, pill or tablet, over the counter prescribed, unless your physician tells you. And I think this is a big area where we're having problems.
How can you have that much disconnect with reality? How can this be anything other than just plain common sense?
Well, you've seen a lot more alcohol use, cigarettes, and marijuana during pregnancy. And it seems to me that this is a big source.
Wow. There are, you know, a lot of people denigrate or put marijuana down. I saw a list of the top 10 reasons, medical reasons, for using cannabis: pain relief, post-traumatic stress disorder, nausea, vomiting, helping with appetite stimulation, asthma, glaucoma, cancer, epilepsy, problems with people have had concussions, some of the football players smoking pot. What do you think of all that?
Well, that is not the same thing as recreational use.
No.
And that is going to be different than smoking a joint.
But there are a lot of people who think, Ken, that because of this, some of the problems that we have with opioids and drug prescriptions and that sort of thing going to be modified or mitigated somewhat by the use of marijuana. Do you think that's true?
You're going to be transferring one problem for another.
You think?
Absolutely. And also, you have to look at cannabis as a drug. And I don't care what the indications are for drugs. When you're pregnant, you have to be careful what you put in your body. I mean, I have tons of heart drugs that I wouldn't think in a moment giving to people. But when a woman is pregnant, I would never give to them. So it's a whole different animal.
Yeah. Well, it's just something, the conversation, if that's what you want to call it, or the directive or the focus on these sorts of things. Again, I go back to common sense. Why would you, if you were pregnant, put anything that's foreign, that isn't natural, that isn't normal, from alcohol to tobacco to marijuana to any kind of drugs, why would you put any of that in your body unless you are completely irresponsible or clueless or both? That would be my question, frankly.
You have to separate the recreational use of cannabis from the medical use of cannabis to then how you're going to get the cannabis, because when you smoke it, you're just doing harm to your body, to your mind, to your lungs, mm-hmm. to your heart. And, you know, if you want to do that, fine, but just don't think it's safe, because it's not.
All right. Now, speaking of heart, you're the cardiologist in the room. One of the studies this week has to do with a connection between toxic metals and heart disease. What do you see when you look inside somebody's heart? Can you actually see either the metals themselves or the results of what they do to your heart and circulatory system?
Well, we're talking about more things that are toxic to the heart, and that's these heavy metals. And this is reported this week in the British Medical Journal that people with heavy exposure, Doug, to arsenic, lead, cadmium, or copper are more likely to develop cardiovascular disease. While these elements occur naturally in the Earth's crust, certain metals can also appear at unsafe levels in the drinking water, food, and air as a result of agricultural and industrial practices, mining, and smoking, especially smoking. So you have to be careful. And notice mercury was not in this list, but mercury can do other things. But you want to just try and be in as healthy an environment as you can.
Mm-hmm. All right, so beware, I guess, as much as anything else. Be
exactly.
careful, beware, be smart, all of those things. You know, one of the problems, I think, is that all these health education courses that have been sort of taught here and there, some places consistently, some not, I think they have a direct impact on what people know about their bodies. I think it's shameful. It's disgraceful that all people in any, mostly middle school and high school, are not taught health education, how your body works, what you should put into your body, where the food comes from, all of that sort of thing. We are so disconnected now from the source of our food and what it is, how people don't understand what they put in their body is what their body is going to become. Who doesn't get that?
Right. We were taught it in middle school, junior
yeah,
high school.
I was too. And then when I was teaching school, one of the moronis on the school committee got them to take out the health education because there was a section about sexuality and how the sex organs work.
Wow.
And this moron said that that we were teaching our kids how to do it, and therefore we needed to get rid of the whole health ed curriculum. And his motion carried the day.
How did that idea work?
Well, yeah. I mean, think about it. Aye, aye, aye. And this was in the 1970s, believe it or not.
Uh-huh. We've come a long way, I think, in some regards.
Yeah. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen on Good Day Healthy. Focus on your health and well-being. You hear on this program a lot discussions of your gut, of your stomach, of the system that helps you digest your food and carries it through so that it can help your body. Remember, I said a few minutes ago, you are what you eat, whatever you put in your body. So if you're putting bad things like Ken has been describing in the last 10 minutes, you're going to have an unhealthy colon, an unhealthy gut, unhealthy stomach. And with that comes disease, discomfort. The least problematic is gas and embarrassment. The most problematic can be all kinds of things that can develop if you have an unhealthy colon. So take it from people who know that are interested in making sure they get their body, if they've been exposed to foods that they probably, when they think about it, they wouldn't have eaten. Now's the time to clean up your act with Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea. Proprietary herbal formula. All of the teas are grown in America, blended in America, and they are all organic. So it aims to clean out the stoppages, the messes, the roughages, whatever it is. Visit their website at getthetea.com to view all the awesome supplements that they have. Start with Life Change Tea. I drink it every day because I have a problem with acid reflux. Ken will tell you that. And this calms it right down. It's good to cleanse your liver, your kidneys, your colon. It's GetTheTea.com, the life-saving website. GetTheTea.com. You want to order Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea. It'll cleanse your body out, change your life. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV and they'll ship it free. That's GetTheTea.com for Life Change Tea. Clean the toxins, the molds, the parasites, the bacteria out of your body. GetTheTea.com.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
An overflowing toilet can wreak havoc on your home. So today, I'll show you how to avoid a flood by installing the toilet in your bathtub. All you need is a plumber's wrench and a hose clamp. This easy modification not only stops flooding, it also cuts down on morning prep time.
You could try to protect your home with a tub toilet, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Beds now only $899, plus special financing available ends Sunday. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Get it risk-free by visiting powerswabs.com. That's powerswabs.com.
Dr. Ken and Dr. Doug. Ken's got a license or two. I don't have any, but I got a lot of knowledge, practical experience, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Certainly listening to people like Ken over the years has brought me around to a certain expertise. We can all get it. You ought to know what's going on in your body. Now, there is a late-breaking focus on yet another bunch of food. People getting sick with salmonella. Listeria is another problem. E. coli is another problem. There are some other bugs you can't pronounce. So this is what? What kind of a problem is this, Ken?
Salmonella. The CDC this week, Doug, 130 people across 36 states have now fallen ill with salmonella after eating Kellogg's Honey Smack cereal. For the time being, the CDC advises consumers and retailers, Doug, not to eat, serve, or sell any Kellogg's Honey Smack cereal. It's not affecting any of the other Kellogg's cereals.
All right. No more Kellogg's. What's it called? Honey Smack?
Honey Smacks cereal.
Honey, can I smack you?
No, you don't want to do that.
No. All right, do you hear the story about the people that flew into New York from Dubai this week who were on one of those Airbus 380s, that double-decker, 500 and some odd, I think the plane fits 580 people, and the people downstairs got sick, and the government put 9 or 10 of them in the hospital when the plane landed? That's got to be... Now people get sick on cruises. You get Legionnaires' disease in hotels, so now we're going to get sick on airplanes. Because they really don't clean the planes. They're really dirty. The planes are... Where was it the other day, Carol? We were talking about the dirtiest part of a plane. Oh, I know. The travel is those buckets you put your stuff in when you're going through the TSA. How dirty those damn things are. Can you imagine, Ken? What kind of... They never wash those out. Ah, those germs. Makes you sick to think about it. All right. I can have no... You have no comment.
No, it's take your wipes and clean off your areas and do the all best right. You can.
Wipe it off. Good idea. 21 after the hour here on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken is here.
The This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Kronhaus at your service, on your side. Have yourself questions to him. You can send to me, Doug at DougStephan.com, or Twitter, Instagram at Doug Stephan. The podcast that's currently running featuring Dr. Ken focuses on what actually kills Senator McCain. We talked about that on the podcast. And then we talk about low-dose aspirin, found not to really prevent your first heart attack. Helps prevent a second one, though. That information and much more is included in the current podcast. All of them are archived at gooddayhealthshow.com. So if you're a fan of Dr. Ken's and you lose out on listening to these programs, you can find abbreviated, abridged versions with all the important information at the website gooddayhealthshow.com. That's where the podcast is, gooddayhealthshow.com. We were talking about salmonella, the bacteria that's around, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Apparently, scientists are learning how to retool the DNA, manipulating DNA and bacteria, Ken, to cure diseases instead of creating diseases. This is something they're trying to create microbes, apparently, that once ingested would work to treat rare problems that you have. A story in today's New York Times. What do you think of that? What do you make of that?
I think you're talking about recombinant DNA. And
is that what it is?
Recombinant? The bacteria.
Yeah.
And it's just a way to get things moved around in the body in novel approaches. I think these are exciting future ways of genetically changing the body.
The study was carried out over the summer, and it featured a group of volunteers who drank a peppermint kind of concoction that was laced with billions and billions of bacteria. I feel like Carl Sagan when I say it that way. These microbes had been re-engineered to break down naturally occurring toxins in your blood. Most people, I think, can do that without any help, but some people don't have the ability to do that. They call it synthetic biology.
Right.
Is it something to be happy about, or is it dangerous?
I think it's very exciting. You know, these researchers, they're creating microbes that work to treat a rare genetic condition.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just a novel way of getting in there and changing around abnormal genetics and fixing molecular problems. It's very exciting.
Most people don't realize that moving these things around the way biologists are manipulating stuff, creating cells, they're using them in industrial ways. Companies are using these engineered bacteria as sort of small factories. They put together the complex molecules, the antibiotics, if you will, compounds that are used to make all kinds of things, and they're turning them around to fashion these microbes that will treat us from the inside instead of external treatment. This looks like fascinating stuff. It really does. But how could you apply this as a cardiologist, do you think, when they go down the road with this? How do you see taking bacteria? Because a lot of the stuff that you don't think about or talk about, bacteria can end up damaging or helping the heart like other areas of the body, right?
Well, you could imagine repairing cells in the heart, muscle cells that are either not functioning or that are growing too rapidly, and just manipulating the function of these cells.
Yeah.
Back to normal.
Does that put you out of business?
Oh, I would only be a dream come true. I mean, I don't look at it that way. There's plenty to go around.
Yeah.
Although the future, and we might talk about that when we have a second, about once a year, once every 6 months, cholesterol shots, that may put us cardiologists out of business a little bit.
Really? Those are being developed?
We'll talk about it.
Wow, okay, we will. Yeah, the future of cholesterol shots. Yeah, let's talk about that. Plus, the study on adults not moving enough, coming up here on Good Day Health.
Hey there, I'm a glue stick, so I have one job. I glue kids' stuff. So sorry for being jealous of Geico, who does a ton more, like give you 24/7 access to thousands of licensed agents. And Geico has been around for over 75 years and has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. While I've just got mediocre adhesive skills, Geico also has an award-winning mobile app. Uh-oh, arts and crafts time. No eating the glue stick. Miss Lydia!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitran, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitran. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitran proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is lashing out over the anonymous New York Times editorial that criticized his leadership. He says he could think of maybe five people that might have written it.
People that either I don't like or respect, but they're there because in some cases they have to be governmentally, meaning they're protected. You know, we have a lot of people that are protected.
The New York Times has responded to the president in a statement. The editors expressed their confidence that the Justice Department won't participate in such a blatant abuse of government power. The paper says the president's threat underscores not just the need for a free press, but also why the Times must safeguard the author's identity. The president says the Justice Department should investigate who wrote the editorial, saying that people are disgusted that the Times ran the article in the first place. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The focus is on your health and well-being. Good Day Health, public service of me and my operation. I'm Doug Steffen, and Ken and his operation, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, cardiologist at Lake Cardiology down in Mondora, Florida. He sees people who come from his town, who come from his region, who come from his state, who come from the southeast, who come from all over the country, who come from all over the world. Yes, he is world known, world renowned. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400. Because he doesn't have enough patients now, he only works 14 hours a day. He'd like to see you so he can make it 15. Round it off to 15 hours a day. Go see Ken. When you have any questions you're not getting answered seriously from your own perspective, your own local perspective, 352-735-1400 sets up an appointment. Okay, so we're talking about a couple of different things with regard to bacteria, and we got off onto a discussion of this gene modification, and you were talking about the future of your profession, that is cardiology, being somehow affected or impacted by cholesterol shots. How would that work, and when do they start?
Absolutely. I think we all are all aware of statins. The statins are used to lower cholesterol, lower inflammation in the circulation, stabilize plaques. But there are some people who can't tolerate a statin. There are some people who, even when you give them the maximum dose of the strongest statin, their cholesterol, their bad cholesterol, that LDL lousy cholesterol, is still not low enough. And we know when the LDL is too high for you, it's going to promote heart attacks and strokes. So in the last couple, 2 or 3 years, we've had the introduction of the so-called injectables. They're called PCSK9 inhibitors, a mouthful. And we know the liver sucks in the bad cholesterol. And the liver has like these bottle caps that cover the holes in the liver that allow you to suck in the bad cholesterol. And there's something called a PCSK9 inhibitor. That's a protein that stops the body from making these bottle caps, if you will. And we now can inject into you every other week
and it goes into the body specifically and attacks the process that makes these caps in the liver. You have fewer caps and your bad cholesterol therefore gets sucked up by your liver, and you get levels of bad cholesterol that we've never seen before, 30s and 40s usually, sometimes even down in the teens and 20s. But with no struggle, we easily get people to an LDL of 30 to 40. And the news is that in the last few weeks and months, we're now learning that not only do these injectables lower the risk of heart attacks and strokes, but they also prolong life. And this is great news. This is great news for people who have so-called FH, familial hyperlipidemia. This is a genetic situation where your body just is too effective at making cholesterol. This is where you get LDLs in the 190s and higher. And if you have it, you know it. Everyone in your family has it, and the statins just don't get it down adequately. This is where the injectables, the PCSK9 inhibitors, are wonderful. The really incredible outlook is taking these PCSK9 inhibitors to the next step. Because right now, the way they work by monoclonal antibodies, these antibodies that attack the process of making the protein, which is the PCSK9, the bottle cap, if you will, to the liver. But there's now a further advance. You and I, Doug, in high school biology, we learned about DNA and RNA.
Yeah.
But there's another item in this process that we didn't learn about in high school biology because it was only discovered about a decade ago. It's called RNA inhibitor. This is part of the DNA to RNA to protein that we all learned about in high school. But there's another item in there that slows this process down. It's called RNAi, an RNA inhibitor. So the DNA to RNA to make the protein, that process can be inhibited by RNAi, Nobel Prize winning discovery. And it has really not yet been found to be a therapeutic item, but there's a lot of research being done in this area to try to figure out how to use these RNAis as a pharmacologic mechanism. And the one that is amazingly looking good as a possibility is taking these PCSK9 every 2 week drugs injections to an every 6 month injection. When you use the inhibitor, not, and this is getting into the weeds a bit. Right now, the every other week injection occurs at the point where you go DNA, RNA, you stop the protein. But when you take it back a step and you stop the process of making RNA from the DNA, this injection, you only have to give every 6 months. And you get levels that are dramatically low, 20 and 30. This product is now in a phase 3 test. It showed recently incredibly good effect and safety. My prediction, in a year or so, you're going to be coming to your cardiologist every 6 months to get your injection, and that's going to take care of your cholesterol for 6 months. And I think in time, this will go to a year. And like getting a flu vaccine once a year, you're going to be vaccinated against cholesterol, and this is going to have dramatic effects. Just think about starting people in their 20s, getting their cholesterol down to the 20s and 30s. This may really suddenly conquer the number one killer of Americans, heart disease, coronary artery disease, heart attacks, and strokes, the number three cause of death.
So if you're in medical school, don't make cardiology your specialty because it won't be needed.
Well, do what you enjoy, do what you find fascinating, because let me tell you, when I was in medical school, no way could I have predicted what I do today as a cardiologist.
No, right.
So you can't think that way.
All right, one more
follow
area.
Your heart.
That's a good idea, and in all aspects of your life, not just your career. So there's this study out today suggesting 1 in 4 adults do not move enough. And that is bad, raises the risk of all kinds of diseases. So that means if you look at the population of the planet, 1.5 billion adults aren't getting enough exercise.
This is so important. This is out of the Lancet Global Health Journal this week, as you're suggesting that more than a quarter of the world's adults, or 1.4 billion with a B people, Doug, take too little exercise, putting them at higher risk of cardiovascular disease. A lot of things. It puts them at higher risk not only of cardiovascular disease, but diabetes, type 2, dementia, and even cancer. The last time this data was collected was in 2016. We discovered that about 1 in 3 women and 1 in 4 men worldwide were not reaching the recommended levels of physical activity to stay healthy. That's at least 150 minutes of moderate or 75 minutes of vigorous exercise a week.
Wow. Well, but figure it out. That's 21 minutes a day. If you do the math, 150 divided by 168.
Well, it's about 30 minutes five times a week.
Yeah.
Or 20 minutes
if you do it every day. Yeah, right. Vigorous.
Of moderate.
Intense. Well, I was looking at the thing. It says that, I see what it's half and half. 75 minutes of vigorous, intense
Correct.
Exercise, 150 minutes of moderate intense.
Either one.
Moderate intense would be taking a good brisk walk.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
And vigorous activity is going to the gym and lifting weights just as, you know, as much weight as you can put on it. That's
and going at the aerobics really intensely.
Yeah, right. All right, the old word to the wise is hopefully sufficient. You're listening to the doctor with a lot of advice, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. One of the things he talks about as we focus on cardiology is the benefit of omega-3s. Omega 50 plus with CoQ10 from Purity Products has krill oil, K-R-I-L-L, krill oil in it. So it's fish oil, krill oil combined, yes. Is it better to get these from natural sources? Absolutely. But if you can't, and most of you probably can't, you want to reduce inflammation in your body, this is the way to do it. Inflammation causes all the diseases that you suffer with. So Krill Omega 50 comes along from Purity Products. They want you to try a month's supply of this free. Call 800-355-1493. I want to make sure I'm giving you the right number because there are a number of numbers and sometimes we all get confused. 800-355-1493 for Krill Omega 50 Plus. This is the way, working together, you can help your cardiovascular system, on and on and on, and your joints as well. So, Krill Omega 50 Plus will work. They'll send you a free bottle. You pay the shipping when you go online. Well, actually, just call the number. Call the number on your screen. Maybe not, unless you're at the website. If you go to gooddayhealthshow.com, you'll see the number on the screen there. 800-355-1493. There's connection on the websites to pretty much all the products we talk about on the air. So if I don't give you enough information, go there and check them out. But in this case, pretty simple, straightforward. Purity wants you to have a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 for energy. Call now and order yours, 800-355-1493 for a free bottle.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. New research from Bank of America finds women entrepreneurs are leading the charge in the transition to digital. Driving adoption of mobile devices to process payments and managing transactions at higher rates than men. Sharon Miller, head of small business at Bank of America, discusses findings from the 2018 Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight.
Over the next 5 years, half of all entrepreneurs anticipate a complete transition to digital payments. Women are at the forefront of this shift by using their mobile tools to grow their business. This is one of the key findings that show women entrepreneurs are optimistic about the year ahead.
In the year ahead, 58% of women entrepreneurs expect their revenue to increase, up 14% from 2017. Several key growth indicators such as hiring and economic optimism are also on the rise. For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you go to bed? Do you fall off, but then you can't stay asleep? What is the problem? No matter what you do, you can't get a good night's rest. Well, a lot of us have that problem.
So try MyPillow. That's what I've done. Members of the DJV gang using MyPillow. You'll get great rest every night. MyPillow, because it's made with 100% cotton, machine washable, dryable, very popular to begin with. If you haven't tried one, they make it so easy for you. These pillows made in the USA come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Wow. And backed by popular demand, MyPillow's best deal. You buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. Visit MyPillow.com. Make sure you use that promo code DJV. That's the promo code DJV to get the deal at MyPillow.com. Good Day Health Show with a focus on working out. We've been talking a lot about physical fitness as you age. The President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports, I haven't heard much about that since President Trump's been in there, but it still does exist. Workout, 25% perspiration, 75% determination, according to the President's Council. It's part physical exertion, one part, and three parts self-discipline. Once you get started, it's fairly easy, so says the council. A workout makes you better than you were yesterday, strengthens your body, relaxes your mind, toughens your spirit. When you work out regularly, your problems diminish and your confidence grows. I've seen that, especially in women who develop stronger muscles. It's really an indication of confidence. It's a great indices of that. Workout is a personal triumph over laziness. It is easy to say, I don't want to do that now, I'm going to do it later, and then you don't do it. If you're a winner and you're goal-oriented, you will take charge of your body, you will take charge of your life, you will take charge of your destiny. A workout, such a wise use of time, an investment in excellence, way of preparing your life for the challenges. Your body is going to have challenges as it gets older. After all, that's why we die, because we have a problem, physical problem. So do what's necessary. Workout is a, I find it almost, I don't like doing it, but at the end of the workout, it's like you're reborn. When you finish a good workout, you don't simply feel better, you feel better about yourself. I would pass that along as excellent info. From Good Day Health, this is Doug Steffen. All right, so Ken.
Yes.
Let's get back to this. I think the discussion of marijuana and what it does is interesting. The difference between medical uses and the how you use it for recreational purposes. I can't imagine myself ever using it for anything, but that's just me. Especially if you have a lot of pain. I know that my children tell me the story of a fellow that they knew in California who was beyond belief in pain, and he started smoking a joint a day and the pain went away. So got to be something to this in some way, shape, or form, right? It just is what your preference is, and there's a lot of political stigma attached to it as well, frankly.
Well, when nothing else is working, and it's always compared to what, and
yes,
and life is daily agony, and this works, then sure, let's try it. But it just wouldn't be my first favorite choice.
Yeah.
And, I always like to find the cause of pain, see if I can get rid of that. Yeah. I always like to try and get local care. There are now these pain patches which work remarkably well, but there are some people who have such severe pain and there's no other choices. That's how they unfortunately get on these opioids. And I think what the thought is, can the medicinal marijuana take the place of some of the opioids? And maybe that might be an area that it may have some benefit. But I don't think we're talking about in general for all pain. We're going to run for the joint.
Right. Here's a study that maybe is a waste of money. Journal of the American Medical Association reveals most Americans spend their free time doing little or no physical activity. Kind of along the lines of what we were just talking about, the worldwide study.
Yes.
Women often complain of couch potato husbands, but they don't have a lot of room to talk. The study suggests women are less likely to exercise than men. So what's the lesson here?
put down the remote, get your wife to hop up, and then she'll change the channel.
The lesson is get a workout buddy after the doctor says it's okay to start working out.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And enjoy all of the benefits. Which
work it out, shake it out. Yes, let's
mentally
let's
you'll feel better.
Yo, heave-ho. It's 10 before the hour here on Good Day Health.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
After the hour now, as we continue our focus on your health, your well-being, the good stuff that may or may not be a part of your everyday life. Let's see if we can help you out a little bit here. Dr. Kent Kronhaus, who is a cardiologist practicing down in Florida at Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora. Nice, sleepy little village, or at least it used to be when I first started there. Kind of a hubbub of activity these days, Ken. And your place is one of the magnets, one of the must-stop-at places. If you're having any kind of health issues, you might want to visit with Ken down at Lake Cardiology. Meanwhile, as long as our focus, I said something about it being a sleepy little community, there are a lot of research papers this week on not getting enough rest. It seems there's nothing new here, though. Anything in these studies that's actually new that we can relate to?
Well, it's just proving what maybe you were smarter than everybody else thinking was correct. But the European Society of Cardiology met last week in Munich, and there were three studies reported. And what we learned was that getting a good night's sleep, which in their reports was usually between 6 to 8 hours, can lower the risk of both heart attacks and strokes. And sleep seems to influence biological processes like sugar metabolism, blood pressure, and inflammation. And all of these have an impact on cardiovascular disease. The recommendation I give, and which the American Sleep Society recommends, is 7 hours per night at least to keep the heart healthy and avoid mental lapses.
So it's not just your heart, it's your brain.
Exactly.
It's the movement, it's the activity in your brain that needs rest. A lot of people, I don't think, grasp that, Ken, how important it is for your brain to have a rest with your body, or for your brain to be able to do, it's sort of like maintenance. You know, the plane comes in at midnight, doesn't go out again until 6, and they work on it for 6 hours to get it up to speed. Well, that's really what you need here.
And if you're wondering why it's not functioning the way you would like it to function, get some sleep and see how much better it'll work.
Oh, yeah. And you know what tells as much the regular 6, 7, 8 hours or whatever, but if you take a nap, it can reset your brain.
Naps are good.
In
and also,
15 minutes.
And also, there's been recent studies showing that you can catch up on the weekend as long as you're not
yes.
too old.
I remember we talked about that. Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. All right, how much sleep do you get a night?
I try to get 7 to 8, but, you know, am I perfect? I'm not. And I, but on the weekends, I really try to capture. I don't set an alarm clock on the weekend.
No. Do you, you can't take a nap, though, at work. You're at your office 12, 14 hours a day. It's not like
I wish.
Nap over there. All right, let's get to another study on sleep apnea and what it does specifically to a certain part of your body.
Journal Arthritis and Rheumatology this week. People with sleep apnea, Doug, they have a 42% higher chance of developing gout. Gout's a painful form of arthritis. It's caused by a buildup of uric acid in the body. It causes swollen, red hot, and stiff joints. Periodic low levels of oxygen caused by sleep apnea lead to overproduction of uric acid, causing gout.
The gout manifests itself, especially in your ankles, lower part of your body, by this
big,
swelling.
Big toe is the classic joint.
Yeah, right. All red. And it usually doesn't happen to younger people, though, right? It's usually an older.
It's usually an older guy.
Older men. Yeah,
that's,
you know,
that's classic. That's the classic
women.
One.
Yeah, I remember when.
It's less a lot less common in women.
One of the farmers I knew as a kid growing up had gout all the time, and he also drank bourbon every night. I always wondered
that will have a that will have an effect
right to his foot. All right, so enough rest. Talking about sleep, are you constantly restless? If you're in the sack and you're restless, you don't fall asleep well, and you probably don't stay asleep well either. So what's the problem? You got the problem? We've all had that problem, and now we have a great way to fix that problem so you can get rest every single night that you deserve, you need. As Ken just said, you got to take care of your heart and your brain, and you do that by using the products at MyPillow. MyPillows are made with 100% cotton. They are machine washable. They are dryable. They'll conform to your every movement, your head, your neck. And the best thing about this pillow, I think, other than the fact that it works, is it's made here in our country. 10-year warranty. You can keep it for 60 days. You don't like it, send it back. MyPillow's best deal. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. Order one MyPillow, get the second one absolutely free. Just visit MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV to get two of the world's most comfortable pillows for half the price. Stop tossing and turning. Get better prepared for tomorrow by a good rest tonight. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV for the half price, two for the price of one at MyPillow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.